It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, we got some snow, some significant snow, too. Welcome.
Yes, it sure looks like it. I'm not sure what the latest forecast is, but I did hear that it was 1 to 3 inches now. Maybe it's going to be more than that. What is interesting is the mentality of a lot of people who are so glad to see it. And I think that's interesting because we tend to think of snow in a negative terms, but so many people were so glad to see it. That's kind of a cool thing to note. We did not have a white Christmas, but we did get a white Epiphany, if that means anything to anybody. That's the 12th day of Christmas. So anyway, here we are now in January, and for the time being at least, and I don't know how long this will last, we have more snow in January than we normally get by this date. Now, don't know how long that's going to last, but we'll see. Temperature-wise, we are still above normal, but we're getting cold. It's going to get cold this weekend. We may see a day on Sunday. We may see a day where we never get above zero all day, and that has not happened for quite a long time. Anyway, a few other things of note. This is the snow is probably the most obvious thing, but there's different things people do with snow. For the first time all winter, I had the driveway plowed, and I don't think that's unusual. I think that's probably true with others. Handled a snow shovel for the first time, got out and did some cross-country skiing and all these things. But I think my favorite thing when we get snow is to get out and look at animal tracks. Animal tracks to me are just absolutely fascinating. We seldom see the critter that is making the tracks, but nevertheless, it lets us know it was present, and it lets us know a lot of times what is going on. My yard, as an example, had several tracks of deer. And I've been seeing those deer tracks every day, and only once did I actually see the deer. All the other times, it just left the tracks. Squirrels are an exception to that. They leave all their tracks, but because they are diurnal, we tend to see them anyway. But there's many others. When I got out and did my animal tracking this week, I saw the usuals, the deer, the fox, the mice and vole. The difference between mice and vole, mice are the deer mice. They have a fairly long tail, as long as their body. And when they move around, they do by jumping, and they leave a tail mark. They are the only jumpers that leave tail marks. And then there is the vole, V-O-L-E, which is another name for metal mouse, and they have a very short tail, and they're not much of a jumper. I tend to find the deer mice around the yard quite a lot. Tracks in the woods, very common. The voles tend to be more common on a swamp that I walk on a regular basis. In addition to those tracks, there was also the two of note, one of them being the coyote. Coyote had are fairly common. I see their tracks almost every walk I take. Well, what goes on in the world of coyotes as we get to January is that it's beginning of their breeding season. Now, it may seem a little bit strange, but note a couple of things. Number one, note that our days are longer now. We are almost going from the solstice of 8 hours and 30 minutes, going from there to now almost 9 hours. The days are getting longer, and therefore the nights are getting shorter. And the coyote, being a nocturnal animal, notices that. This is the beginning of their breeding season, and in addition to finding a mate, they go out and proclaim their territory, and they have a regular route they take. There is a section of the road that I walk almost every day, which I call Coyote Crossing, which is part of the route that they take during their proclaiming of their territory. A very interesting critter tracks to find. The other one of note was the snowshoe hare. We had such a long period of time in December where we had virtually no snow on the ground. And many critters suffer when there's no snow on the ground, snowshoe hare being one of them. Their bodies turn white. They're ready to go into camouflage and into hiding, but there was no snow to hide amongst. Therefore, they either had to come up with new hiding places or very, very substantially slow down the movement of their activities. Well, it was good to see snowshoe hare tracks. Matter of fact, in one place I walked, I saw a lot of their hare tracks. And it was good to see that they survived that tough time. And now that they have more snow on the ground, they are becoming more active. And it's just nice to see those. Also, as I was looking at the tracks on the snow, I noticed that there were other things besides that. Right there in the yard, as I was checking out some tracks, I noticed there was an insect on the snow. A little insect about the same size and shape of a mosquito. Matter of fact, it is a cousin of the mosquito. It's a kind of crane fly that reaches maturity in wintertime. We call them the winter crane fly. And there it was on the surface of the snow. Temperature was about 26 degrees. It was cloudy and calm, and the critter seemed very much at home. Matter of fact, I saw a couple of them. What goes on there is that the larvae live under the snow in what's called the subnivian layer. There's a lot of things that happen in that subnivian layer, but the larvae live there, and they develop throughout the year, reaching maturity at this time. And then what they do is if the day is mild enough, they'll climb above the surface of the snow, and they'll fly around seeking a mate. And, yes, that's a winter crane fly. Well, as I continued to look, I saw another crane fly. This crane fly, however, did not have any wings. A wingless winter crane fly and with no wings, well, what do? They do walking on the snow. And so, once again, the temperature in the 25 to 30 degrees, cloudy and calm. Yes, there are insects that are active at this time. There was an article recently about what they call bugs below zero, but what that was mostly referring to was the insects that are active either underwater as immatures or mature as they come out from the water and go to the shore near the water of moving streams. What I saw was a little different than that. What I saw was one that were terrestrial. So, very interesting. In addition to this, of course, this is the time we sit back and we watch birds come to the bird feeder. With the snow, they find it a little bit harder to find food, and so if we put out food, they'll come to it. I've said before, and I'll repeat this, they really do not need us for their winter. I think we need them. We need to watch them. Chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers, blue jays have all been very interesting to sit back and watch. And there's a few others that come to the yard, and they, once again, don't need our feeders, but they're an opportunist, and if they can find food, they'll get it, and that is the crows and the ravens. Grouse, turkey, owls, all still are active. And then this week, I had a chance to see another one, which I don't see too often in the winter, but there are a few around that spend all winter, and that is the mourning dove, the cousin of the rock dove or pigeon that we see so commonly. So anyway, yes, welcome to January, and we'll see if these conditions continue to go. Who knows? Next time we speak, we may be speaking in the midst of a snowstorm, or we may be speaking in the midst of a big meltdown. Whatever. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. Really appreciate it. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.